Well, hello, Audio Boo. I guess you're recording. This is Peggy. Oh, where are we? I don't know. I guess we're recording. I can't really hear. We are partying here. Okay, yeah, we're going. This is Peggy. This has been an interesting day. We are in Portland. Dan's mother passed away on October 25th. And they waited before having the funeral so that people who are out of town could make flight arrangements and stuff. So the funeral was today. It was an absolutely beautiful service. The memorable quotes of Helen Kern that were quoted at the service were her version of Philippians 4. A verse in Philippians 4 is, "You can do anything through Christ who strengthens you." That's what she taught all her grandchildren and kids. Little bit of a paraphrase, but hey. And the other one that we have been living up to today was when people would ask her, or when people would come to her house and she'd start pulling out food and they'd say, "Oh no, please no, I just ate and I'm really full." And she'd say, "What's that got to do with anything?" And she'd keep feeding them. So we have been living up to that today. After the funeral, they had a big reception in the social hall of the church, or cafeteria. I don't know what the room was actually called. We had sandwiches, roast beef sandwiches, turkey and cream cheese sandwiches. They had, I don't know why they're saying Happy New Year, but they are. We had roast vegetables that were just slightly roasted. They were still real crunchy and nice. Pasta, pesto pasta, which was delicious. Trying to think what else we had. I didn't go to the dessert table there. Then we came over to Dan's mom's house right after the reception, which is just a few blocks away from the church, and brought the food over and continued eating. So, of course, that meant seconds of everything. And then, as if that weren't enough, another caterer came over and brought lasagna and bread and salad. Of course, had to have some of that, you know, because I am just trying to follow Helen Kern's advice of what does it matter if you're full and not hungry, right? I mean, that's how we honor the memory, right, of the person. So anyway, there's Dan the man. I am, right outside our door is the family room, which is in the basement. It's absolutely full of Kerns and Kern in-laws and outlaws, and I don't think we have any cousins here anymore. It's kind of died down a little bit, but as you can hear, the room is packed with people, and we have been eating and just celebrating and remembering Helen and just partying to our heart's content. Let's just kind of wander in here and see what everybody's doing. Pretty much people are just in groups at the moment talking. It's really neat because a lot of the Kerns, we have a lot, the family from Kansas came out. Dan's brother Mike and his wife and their five kids. Let's see, Caitlin, Courtney, Abby, Hallie, and John. Yeah, five kids. They came out from Kansas. Jen flew out from Jersey City, our daughter Jen. And basically the whole family came out. I mean, what a tribute. It's just been amazing. And so I'm trying to think of what are the highlights. I told them about the what does being full have to do with anything or having just eaten. I think that's pretty much all. They played Mario Lanza. That was her favorite. Every morning first thing she'd put on was Mario Lanza, "I'll Walk with God," la, 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 la. So at the funeral, they had a person sing it on the way in, and at the end of the thing, They put on Mario, and we all just, well, at least I just lost it. It's like, we heard this every morning when she woke up. But now she's living it, so. Anyway, so we have just been eating and celebrating. Tomorrow morning is the actual burial. It's supposed to be short and sweet, which is good. Short and sweet, because we're kind of, as you can tell, we're kind of at the end of our ropes. But it's been just incredible. I mean, just to see the love that has been poured out. And it's neat. Jen is going to come back to us to Sacramento, come back with us and stay with us for at least a week and a half. We'll see how that goes. And so that'll be nice. Her birthday is on Friday, so we'll get to celebrate her birthday in Sacramento, which will be fun. You know, the only one that is... She wants to go out for Indian food. So anybody who wants to come out with us for Indian food in Sacramento when we get back, you are all very welcome. The person who's staying at our house with Sweetie just took delivery of my iPhone 6. I decided not to get the 6 Plus because I plug my iPhone in every night anyway, and I don't really have occasion where I am away from a charger, so I decided to save the $100 and use it for Apple Care. And so I got the 6, can hardly wait to get home and check it out. Dan's going to inherit my 5, and we're going to turn in his 4 so I can get a case for my new 6. So anyway, that is what's been happening. Sweetie is doing well with her house sitter, which is good. And I haven't seen Michael John. Has he been here?
I don't think he came over.
I didn't see him at the funeral either, I don't think. So anyway, but this house is full. And, you know, we're I don't even know how much time I have left.
2 minutes.
Oh, I have 2 minutes. But, you know, when we came yesterday, they had leftover dumplings and sauerkraut and roast pork that they had for a meal before we even came up. They had that on Saturday night. Dan's dad was German. And so they picked up that tradition from him. So besides his mom being Italian, and they pick up the Italian stuff from her, they had the German stuff. So anyway, there was leftover. I think there's still dumplings and pork and sauerkraut in the fridge. But heaven forbid that we should finish that before we start on more food. And so we have been, you know, so if you guys want to help us, and don't say you've already eaten, because that is no excuse. Helen Kern said so. So anyway, I just thought I would make a boo and let you hear the chaos. We are in our bedroom, which is off the family room. The family room is just loaded with chairs and people and bodies. And so I think Dan's kind of resting, huh, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let me turn this off. Taking a break. Yeah, I've come in here a few times because it just gets really loud in that room. So anyway, that is what's going on here. And everybody have a good evening. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
How's recording?